whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 241. Today is Saturday, November 7, 2020. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me as my co-host this week is Stir.
I thought it was Chris.
Sorry, Stir.
No problem.
Welcome.
Thank you.
It's always good when you guys say yes, so thanks. Thanks for helping me out. But not only that, I get you all to myself so we can have a chat, which is nice to do. It's fun to catch up, all of that kind of thing. And mostly, I wanted to see how you've been going because, you know, again, since the last time we chatted, really, things have changed. Like, stuff has changed. Yeah. So
a lot of things have changed.
And I know you've been busy in game. So what I want to know is, first off, since pre-patch, you know, we've had this big squish. We all went squish, which has been fun, interesting. There's some of the positive words.
Yes.
And then there's been the other side where people have found little bugs and you know, all the not so great things. But I want to know, how have you found leveling a challenge tune so far in the squish, we should call it?
It's been fun, actually. And, a lot easier. I think, you know, all of us, I think we were spoiled by that buff, the Winds of Wisdom.
Oh.
And it was like, oh, we love this XP. And then, you know, it went away, but then it was replaced with, hey, it seems like we're getting more points. And then of course, Hallow's End, you know, that just lots and lots of points. And so I was like, this isn't bad. In fact, it was kind of like, you're kind of like exploring all brand new again, you know. It's like, well, hey, and Chromie, that's the big change, right? You know, for everybody, is Chromie time, and so
Chromie time.
It's been a lot easier, and you know, I think it just feels like Blizzard said, hey, you know, in the run up to Shadowlands, let's make it easy so that people can get all their tunes up to 50. So that when Shadowlands drops, boom, they're ready to go out the gate and the like. So
that's true.
And I've been taking advantage of it too. So
yes,
you know, I got quite a collection now. So well, what about you? I noticed you've been on quite a bit too.
I have been dabbing and dibbling in many different facets. So yeah. But it's been interesting playing a challenge tune. Some of it's good and some of it's not so, and some of it I want to pick.
We all see it.
So I'm gonna pick your brain shortly. But first off, okay. I want to know. So you said that you've got quite a collection of tunes up to 50, like, ready for Shadowlands that starts. And we were just saying before we went live, you know, I said to you, is this would be the most amount that you've had ever for an expansion, you know, start. So how many, what have you got? Tell us what you've got ready to go.
This is going to make, some of you are going to laugh. And some of you are going to just shake your head and go, really? So as of right now, I have 8 irons. And let's see.
Wow.
Four rogues, a druid, a hunter, a monk, a mage, and a priest. So,
there's no warlock there, sir.
No warlock, because they don't come in, you know,
Night elf.
Yeah. But, oh, and I've also got a passy. I finally got a passy up to 50 as well. So I've got quite the collection, which, by the way, they you need that kind of collection if you hope to get one to 60 alive, right?
Mm-hmm.
it's going to be a challenge.
Well, you know, from everything that I've seen with testing, and I know the feedback that I've got from others with testing through Shadowlands, it's gonna be rough. Like this, it'll be interesting once it goes live. Like, I'm quite happy if someone is out there and is gonna prove me wrong and can get through a challenge tune easy enough, you know, within a fairly good time frame. But everything I've seen,
my strategy is real simple.
Okay,
I'm either going to find execute or license and follow them and do what they do. So boom, and then just as they hit 59 ish, I trip them and then run over the goal line.
Well, look, good luck with that.
Okay.
You know, I think it's nice to have a plan, Stir, but we will see if that plan comes together.
It's hard to see rogues, you know. They do stealth, so just
they are,
if you hear
sneaky
that noise
little
behind you.
Essence, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So execute if you hear you know, that rustling sound behind you, just, you know, there's nobody there. Nobody.
You can't see me.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, that sounds great. You've got 8 ready to go. And you were saying that you're just about ready to, and I'm going to use the word cap lightly, because obviously 50 is not... Yeah, you know, we are supposed to be going to 60 once Shadowlands, but you know, 50, you've got another one ready to hit 50 soon. Very soon.
Like tomorrow.
Yes. So, and
I've got a priest,
what were you playing? Yeah. I know. Like Stir, priest. Stir, priest.
I make that noise. And you know, I tip my hat to those people like Lyson and others who have advanced a priest, because it's harder than hell. They can't do anything. They might as well just stay in Stormwind and drink, because no stealth, no crowd control, no heals, no nothing. It's like, oh really? What do? Well, you run, grab something, and leave.
So many comments I could make there, but I won't.
I know. And I do try to bait the host, so, you know.
Oh, so funny. All right, so, well, obviously, you know, good luck. You've only got half a level. We know, things, you know, so I'm just going to go good luck.
Well, thank you. Well, you guys remember, so going into Battle for Azeroth, that expansion, I had 3 rogues at whatever max was, and 110. So at 110, I had 3 rogues ready to go. And I'm thinking, okay, Lyson, I'm going to give you a run for your money. And I think I did, but I killed 2 of them at what, 112 and 113. So then I really had to slow down and take it easy. So having spare tunes is not a bad idea.
Well, that's true. I mean... It's like having that many, and like you said, you've got 4 rogues. It's not like you haven't done this before, going into an expansion with having, you know, your typical normal tomb, which is when I think of Stir, I always think rogue. So that's probably the main thing. So I guess you're as prepared as you can be, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
But you know, you guys have an advantage because you guys have played beta. Mm-hmm. I have not. Mm-hmm. So I don't know clue what it looks like.
Mm. Well, that's okay. I tried not... I had the blinkers on, so... Because I'm... This is the first time ever in 16 years that I've actually done a beta. Like, done, done a PTR, done a beta, because I don't like being spoiled. So, for me, I was trying to be like this. I was trying, like, don't look, just quickly see what do you need to do. Don't read the quest. Just skim over. And, you know, because for me, one of the main thing is when I go through, I'm taking leader, I'm taking my main, which of course is not a challenge tune. I want to enjoy, you know, the experience and learn and, sure. and figure it all out. So I was trying to be very, don't look. And it is, yeah, so it's been an interesting experience. However, that said, it's really nice to see different graphics.
Yes.
And some of it is just, again, stunning, like Blizzard. There are times that you think, you know, these guys can't get any better, because some of these places are just absolutely amazing. And bam, sure enough, yep. Hey, do it again, that you walk into somewhere and you're just like, wow, you know, look at that detail, look at all the bits and pieces. So it's very, very, very cool. Okay, sure. So, all right. So Rod has got a question for you. When do you talk to Chromie? As soon as possible around level 10, or can you wait until 30 to 33?
That's a really good question too, because I think all of us have struggled with just the concept that you can go anywhere. I mean, mm-hmm. anywhere. You can go to, you know, you can go open your garrison up at level, you know, 12 if you want, which mm-hmm. is just strange to even be there. Mm-hmm. But what I found worked for the mage, the monk and the priest,
yep.
is I left Chromie off mm-hmm. from 1 to 30. It's like, okay. Well, okay, I'm going to do all the old world because I don't have flight mm-hmm. and I know how to navigate without flight in the old world.
Yep.
So I just left it off. But the moment I dinged 30 and I got flight, that's when I turned on Chromie and then started picking all the different expansions so that I could go start all the dailies in each one of them.
Yeah.
Because those dailies, those points add up quick.
Mm.
And, so that was my strategy. 1 to 30, old world, no Chromie. 30 and higher, turn on Chromie and get all those points.
There's so many variations of what you can do. And I think that's the thing, is getting your head around. I know for me, getting my head still around this. Like, where do I want to go? Do I want to stick with, you know, my path, or do I want to jump over and do some Chromie time? And then if I go Chromie time, where am I going to go? You've got, what, 8 options that automatically pop up and you're like, okay, where do I go? Yeah. So you pick one and then you've got another 6 yes. to 8 options of, well, what yes. zone am I going to start in? What am I going to do?
Both Fur and Ash, in guild chat would just kind of sit there flabbergasted of, well, where do I go now?
It's yeah.
like, cause you, that's the other thing. You don't really get the breadcrumbs to all your favorite places, it seems like.
Mm.
I mean, once in a while you get a breadcrumb quest, but usually you don't.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's just up to you to go over there and start doing it. So and have you noticed some of the squish bugs, you know, like, I was in Dustwallow, which I love Dustwallow because there's just so much easy points. You know, like going and examining the ruins is almost a whole level. I mean, just go up there, grab the shield and all that and bring it back and you get a level. Bing. Mm. But, you know, you stop by that little shack and they say, oh, we'll get 10 frog legs. And you're like, okay, big deal. You know, because in the past, one little hit point, they're like critters, one level one critters. Mm. And so I go over there, da, 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 and I've got a priest which can't kill critters. Mm. It's because it doesn't, it's just, it sucks. And, you know, I go, okay, frog, you're dead. Mm. No, the frog turned around and said, what the hell are you doing? And started chasing me and beating up on me. And I'm like, wait, what the hell is this? It's like frog legs. I just want your frog legs. I don't want to fight. Those kind of things. So it's, you know, it's been kind of like, it's almost like a different game because you're just running into the little things like that.
And, yeah.
Plants versus Zombies. Mm-hmm. You think, oh, da, 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 da. I've got a pattern now for that. You know, lay down three, da, 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 let them run over the little tractors and mow them over, blah, blah, blah. No, the zombies will walk across the screen to get something. They don't stay in their lane anymore. And you're like, wait. Yeah, that's not normal. And you're like, no, I've got my shooter over here. Stay in your lane.
and they
move around. And so you're like, hey, that's not right.
Wow.
And just little things like that. Or you know how like you'll go to a zone where there's fighting?
Yeah.
Oh, like leading up to Thousand Needles. You're in Feralus and you land there and there's all those guys fighting.
Yes.
And you don't aggro any of them unless you tag them, but you do then get the quest to kill like seven of them. And you go, okay, fine. I'll just shoot you and no big deal. They get mad about it. And whoever they're fighting doesn't fight them as well. And so now you've got these guys that you're not used to really hitting you hard, and they're hitting you hard. And I'm running into the lake trying to get away from all this screaming and stuff. So,
okay.
Which kind of makes it fun. Mm. You know, it's like, hey, I didn't do this before.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's times when it's just been a bit like, oh, this is really good compared to,
the concept of tagging something. Oh, that's the other thing. We've all done it. It's, you know, that's kind of like a under the breath kind of comment. Okay, we've all done it. You tagged something and you're like, I really am not in the mood to fight it, so I'll just step over here and the guard will fight it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times the guards don't fight it anymore.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, or the guard loses, and now the thing is really mad, and you're like, wait, the guard,
okay. I've not seen that. Oh, that is good to know.
Well, here's a good example. Remember in the old scale from 1 to 120, when you hit 85, over at Stormwind Harbor, there's a STV, lower STV quest chain.
Yes.
Bomwimba or whatever her name is, and you go over... you heal some dudes and you got to kill 10 snakes, but you don't really have to kill them because the guards will do it for you. Just stay inside the little fort, tag them, and boom. Not anymore. Snakes come over and they kill both the guards, and then they're on you. And you're like, wait, no. I'm just here for the food. I don't want to fight you.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? That is really good to know because I hadn't come across that. And possibly, you know, I don't know if chat rooms found that as well, but or our listeners, but that is good. That is good to know. So don't necessarily go AFK while you think you're doing a reliable safe quest.
It's more like always. It gets back to some of the earlier things that Rogue Slayer and some of the other guests have taught us, and that is, before you do anything, you know, follow the good principles. Have your cooldowns ready. Have a path out.
Yeah.
Because right now things are a little bit unpredictable.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. So what I want to know is then, I know you've given a lot of suggestions, but have you got anything else that you think that we all we as a collective group of challenge players should be doing or not doing now that we've got, you know, now that things have changed. We've got squished. Life as we know it is now completely different.
Sure. Well, you know, like we just said, you know, the obvious, which is, you know, follow good gaming principles like, you know, cooldowns on the ready and stuff like that. But right now, especially because we really don't know how the Scourge invasion is going to work out. In other words, is it just going to be a one day thing, or it's only going to be in the capital cities? But right now, before Shadowlands, is a great time to get all your tunes up to 50. So if you've got one in the 40s or something like that, or you're going to start up a spare, right now is the time to do it because the points are good. And, you know, get it to 50, because there's a gazillion dailies. You can just go, you can spend a couple hours just going around to all the zones and doing the dailies. You know, low risk, easy peasy, and you can level a tune pretty darn quick. But and here's something for me. I did not have flight in Draenor or Legion. I never did the Pathfinders, and so whenever I would go to those zones, it was always drudgery because of, you know, well, I'm a ground-based player over in those zones, but right now you get flight, and so it's kind of cool to go over there and see it from the air, and to see and skip and jump right over. And you know, Zaya must have told me a million times, Jack, you really, you know, you really need to go get the, and now you know my name, you really need to go get the you know, the flight for those, because you'll level so much faster. And I'm like, but it's so much work. But so go over there and enjoy it. It's it's a lot of fun.
Nice.
But, hey, do you guys remember when the Scourge came out, you know, way back when? Okay.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen again. And and you've warned us from beta, it's it gets ugly. So
well,
take your take your tens or your scouts.
Or that's right, make a scout, take your normal tunes, like stay off your challenge tunes until you can see it play out, see what happens. Because it was rough. Every single time I hopped on a challenge tune to do testing, it was rough. Like, there was a lot of stuff around. And there were places that you'd go, there shouldn't be corpses. There's corpses. Because, you know, it's like the plague. It, you know, one person infects you, off it goes. You know, it was not pretty, but it just, as I said, the main thing was I was trying to test a new challenge tune and log in and see, and I made a human, I'm going to say I made a human warlock, which I know everyone is just like shocked because Leader never makes warlocks, ever. But I logged in and literally was logged in, loading screen, looked out, dead. Because the zombies had, you know, they were red and they were level, I was level one and they were skulls to me. So, so that was it. Like 2 seconds, not even that, I'm dead. And then the next thing, I'm a zombie. I'm a ghoul. And I'm just going, hang on. This is my challenge tune. I'm dead. I've just logged in. So my mind's going, okay, what's going on? I'm trying to work this out. Yeah. So yeah, it was,
like real life. Huh? Yeah. Well, wait a minute. What was your costume for Halloween? What were you?
I was Leader. That was me trying to be the Leader. So yes, I know. Being a warlock, I've still got my scythe. Here it is. Keeping it handy because, you know, chat room, you be good. But
the guild coroner could really use that.
Well, I haven't enchanted it. I'm thinking maybe I should get, you know, get a fiery enchant or something on it, make it all pretty and sparkly. So yeah, I could loan it out, you know. What do you want? 5 gold. 5 gold, you can borrow it for a day.
5 gold. Sure. I always find that in backpacks.
Sorry, excuse me. Yes.
I mean the guild coroner always finds that in backpacks.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Let me guess, guild coroner would happen to be a rogue?
It would. Sometimes retrieving those tunes is a rough business.
Yeah, you need to stealth and pickpocket and all that kind of stuff. Absolutely. All right. So what I want to know is, obviously we are days away from, you know, we've got the invasions coming. But looking at what you've got planned for coming into Shadowlands, which is less than a month away. What are we? 3 weeks? Oh, 2 weeks? Yeah. Two and a bit weeks?
The 7th. Two and a half weeks, maybe?
It's not long. It's like, no, what? It's not. Where is this time? Seriously, guys, we're in November. can I just say that we have got... This is this, and then we've got 5 more shows before the end of the year. So that's it. So just giving you a heads up right now, so you know when a Deathless show is coming.
Well,
yes.
I have sold enough gold to pay for the Shadowlands module. So nice. I've already got it paid for. So
excellent. Yeah. Excellent. That's always good. So what's your goals? Like, have you thought about, with everything coming, what you would like for your goals with your challenges? Obviously, all of them to hit 60. No problems. Yes.
But I'm going to start off. Let's keep it simple. Mm-hmm. To stay alive. Let's just stay alive.
Be Jesus running through my head right now.
Yeah, staying alive. You know, you were kind of mentioning that at the beginning of the show. I really like new content, because I think we all get kind of bored with redoing tunes and starting zones and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, really? And so I always like new expansions, just because, well, the like you say, the artwork is usually good. The music, I always enjoy the music too. And I'll crank the music up pretty high and just listen to it and just enjoy the ambiance of new stuff.
Yeah.
But obviously, and of course, you know, the one thing about Irons, and this is of all of our guildies in Wormrest Accord, we are really good at finding new ways to kill a challenger. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't matter if it's, well, we just didn't know any better, or it's a bug, we will find it. Yeah. But we're usually pretty good at letting each other know, like, don't go through into that building or you will be dead. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and you know, it's so funny because some people don't get the word. Yeah. So, you know, like 2 days later, Ash will come along and go, I think I'll go into that building. I'm dead. And you're like, didn't you get the word? Don't go in that building. It's like, so it's fun.
Yeah. I mean, and I guess that is the one of the great things that I love about our community is sharing. You know, sharing not only the good stuff but the bad stuff, you know, as to things that happen, bugs that pop up, zones to go, not to go, you know, all of those things. And I think especially now, with leading into Shadowlands, we're all gonna be like, yay, but all, I know for me, at the same stage, I'm gonna be a little bit like trepidatious, like just be like, baby steps. So sharing all the information that those that do go out and forge ahead, that are kind of like, no, I'm going for it, I'm off, you know, let me at it, will forge and find out all these things, her report back and be like, yeah, don't go down that path because I'm dead. And be like, yeah, okay.
That is probably a good thing that we don't do audio guild chats. It's just yeah. You know, you'll be sitting there playing and I'll be sitting there killing some zombies. Mm. And then suddenly across guild chat, you know, Zio go, oh, I'm dead. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, okay. Is that good or bad? No, it's bad. And, but he's not screaming. He's just, he's like, oh, yeah, well, I went over there and he just killed me. Mm. Okay. Mm. Well, make a note of it. Let the rest of us know how you did that.
Yes. Like,
yeah. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's true. I think, you know, there is a point that, and I think this is something that you and I were chatting about before the before we went live, is that when a toon dies now, even when you're at that higher level as such in the scheme, in the grand scheme of, you know, we're going 1 to 50 at the moment, you kind of feel like, I'm dead.
But die at 113. Die at 113 and you're like, it's someone just punched you in the gut. It's
It's like gut wrenching. But yeah, so that, I guess that is another thing, because then re-rolling, you kind of feel like, oh, well, you know, I only got to 20, 30, 40. Like, yeah, okay, no, let's go again. Like, let's just do it. Like, it's not that far.
I'm going to name you Expendable. Expendable-ster. just to keep the tune on edge.
That's exactly right. Exactly. So, so no, well, I think staying alive is a good goal for all of us to have with the Shadowlands coming out, definitely. But it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I'm kind of keen to see what's going to happen for each of the challenges, to see who's going to be like, yeah, no, I'm going for it. Off I go.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just be sitting here, just be like, let me drink my coffee. I'm watching, you know, let me just play over here. Let me jump over there. Let me, you know, it's like, oh, take my foot out, dip my toe into the water. Yeah, it's a little bit cold. No, it's too cold. Okay, where go?
Yeah. And it's a big question mark, you know, what will like the other challenge types like pacifist look like? You know, well, you know, in the past, you know, you could do archaeology in Old World and do pretty decent.
Yeah.
Will that be changed? And now you're really going to have to venture into the new expansion.
Yeah.
I see you, Fur. You and your passies. She's going to hit 60 before the rest of us.
She's just going to be like, you know what? You guys, I'm leaving you in my dust because I'm going to go dig and I'm at 60. Yeah. And we'll all be going, we can't go through them all. We can't do it.
You know what? She's sandbagging. You know, that is she is sandbagging so that when we're just, you know, go. Ding, 60. Wait, what?
Yeah. We'll be like, what? Yeah, go for it. Fair, you can do it. Do it, do it. Yes. So, it'll be good. But, you know, based off what I know, what I've seen, and, what Nisi says, passies, that's gonna, passies seems to be, like, good. I'm not going to be like, it's totally doable. I'm just like, Passy so far seems to be the best that I had played with. Because I did take my, you know, my girl out and had a bit of a play around. So we will see. Irons, Bloods is...
But Irons?
Yeah, Lions is... Bloods is going to be, I think, the worst out of all of them, unfortunately. It's just, it's looking... Anyway, we will have to see. So at least you've got a plan. So it's all about having a plan and then letting those go. Just be like, go forth, people. Report back.
and I've got a fallback. Mm-hmm. I could do Plants versus Zombies for 200 days and ding 60. So, you know, hey, one way or another, you know, 200 days or take some risk. We'll see.
It's doable. Yeah, sure. It's, you know, it's a plan. It's plan Z. Or, you know, obviously you got plan A, plan B, and then you've got this other plan, which is down the road. Just never know. You never know. But still, we'll have to see how it goes. But I just want to say good luck having 8 tunes that you've, you know, I've got fingers crossed that all of them are going to serve you well. Okay?
No, there's going to be some death. It's a given.
Yeah.
I'm just going to, you know, roll the dice and see which ones, but yeah.
Roll the dice. That's what it's about. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for all of that. And obviously, like we said, with Chromey time, it's been an interesting thing that I think most of us are still trying to come to terms with and get our heads around. But for you this week, how has your week been? Because like you said, your priest is...
Here's the fun part. The mage, the monk, went incredibly by. In fact, I averaged 4 days for each one of them. Mm-hmm. In 4 days, I got them from 1 to 50. So just nothing. It's just so easy. Oh. And that's mostly doing the normal path that you've heard on other podcast shows of, mm-hmm. you know, do this part in Old World and then over to you know, different parts of Legion or BFA, but just 4 days. But mm-hmm. the priest has been sluggish. I'm already past a week on the priest, just because I'm playing the priest like it's a passy, because it's about the only way you can, you know, go mm-hmm. snag a couple of no combat quests here and there, find a few treasures there, and that's about it. Mm-hmm. So it's slow.
And what spec are you playing, though? You're not playing Shadow?
No, I'm doing...
Disc.
Discipline.
Yeah.
Yeah, Disc. And
Disc is really yuck at the moment.
Well, especially the lower levels, you know, like from 1 to 49.
Yeah.
The lower levels, 1 to 49. So, yeah. Because it's when you get in the mid-40s, then you start getting some pretty decent spells, like you know, you always had a shield kind of early, and but then you get that super duper shield, you know, the one where you hit it and it goes for 200% and lasts longer and jumps higher and all that, but it's rough.
I noticed when I hopped on my normal priest, not my challenge student priest, that they had Disc more as healing now. Like, you know, when you look at your specializations and you've got, you know, Shadow is damage. Holy is heals. And Disc has always been, well, the last couple of expansions has been more a, it can be more like damage heal. Like it's kind of a bit of both, but on the specialization, I'm sure now it's saying it's more heals. But when I was playing around with it, I was just like, no, I'm not happy with I was like,
So, you know, Fur taught me a cute trick, which, you know, rogues would never do this, you know, mm-hmm. rogues just vanish and own the world. But she said, well, if you get into trouble, just run, jump off a cliff, and hit levitate. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. I've actually done that a couple of times. It's, but you can't steer. I want to steer. It's like, no, I want to.
Yeah,
I don't
you just go, straight
to the edge of the ether, whatever it is. I want to go over there to that island. So steering is, I'm still learning how to steer.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Do you remember when it used to, you used to need a, what was it, a light feather to be able to use it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I may have had times on a priest way back when I didn't have any in my bag because I put them in the bank. And, you know, back then, stuff in the bank didn't count for if it was in your bag.
Oh, yeah.
So you'd jump off and you'd be like, hit lever to, it's not, feathers on in my bag. Yep. Anyway. Sure. Yeah. But I mean, that's, that's a good trick. That's good to levitate. Definitely. It's not bad. Not bad to keep that in mind.
Yeah. And I do keep a stack of gliders because I know how to steer those.
Yes, I think that's kind of the go-to thing that I find with my challenge tunes is when I've got enough gold, is just like, okay, get to the auction house, put in glider, see how much they are. If you're lucky, you can pick them up, you know, even if you just get like five or two or something to last you if there becomes that oh shit moment that you've just got to, you know, you fall. And, you know, I have to say I'm renowned for falling off a lot of different things in my wild life. So, it's always handy to have, but, I did notice prices weren't too bad on Wormrest when I went to grab a couple the other day. They were quite down, which sometimes they're not. And you kind of look at them and go, you want how much for that glider? It's like,
I mentioned in guild chat that my tune looks like the last child in a family, you know, because it's all hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
Because it's all I can afford. I can't afford the whole complete set, you know, because everybody wants too much money.
Mm.
So it's like, ooh, there's a cloak for 10 gold, and there's some pants for this and that. And so Iron Fashion is not good in the first place. Mm-hmm. Even if you've got the complete set,
yeah,
it's even worse when you've got bits and pieces from all the different sets because
mishmash.
It just looks awful. Yeah, mishmash is right. So, like I say, it looks like the last child in a family.
Yeah,
you know, they get all the hand-me-downs.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. Exactly. Okay, so some of the things Nisi did say, watch levitate though, any damage cancels it, which that's a good point.
Yeah.
Mob is still casting range and hit you will plummet. Mm-hmm. Yes. Execute. So I got this new cloak, right? That's how most of my regular toon death stories begin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair says, I haven't had many priests, just remember doing that a few times in Deep Home. Mm-hmm. Long ago. Yes. Cloth greys are pretty ratty looking. That is true. Some of the greys just kind of like, did they get that out of the rag bag?
Yeah, it looked like the fishing trainer over in Stormwind. It's like, really? This is the hat I have to wear? It's
and like, again,
oh, give me something better.
Blizz, please. Like, there's not many things that we as a community would really do ask Blizzard to consider. One of them has always been, can we please transmog at least the white gear? Like, just please. That would be awesome. Like, even if it was just to transmog it to green gear, not the blues, not the, you know, not your epics, just even to green gear would be cool.
Or if you could hide it, you know, because like if you wear leather helmets for irons, you kind of look like that dude from Magneto from, you know, you're looking at that helmet and you're like, really?
Mm-hmm.
God, I look awful. Yeah. Well, tell us about your week. I know you've had...
My week has... Yeah, I have. I did get some playtime through. I mean, one of the good things has been because we've got the WoW anniversary, 16th anniversary is here. So yay, because one of my... I love world events. I love all those kinds of things. Everyone knows Hallow's End is my favorite. Christmas is my second favorite. And Darkmoon Fair is my every month favorite. Like, seriously. Like, it just is. But right up in my top five would have to be when we've got the anniversary. Because we only get this once a year. And what's that? Let's go and... answer questions about the game. And every now and again, there's new ones that pop up. And it's fun, you know, to get the trivia questions because you get really good XP. It's a bonus, obviously, not for Bloodthirsties, but for other toons, it's very good. You get some token, what do you call them? Mental blank, but the time walking... you know, stuff, which again, you can buy a little bit of extra stuff on a normal tune. Pretty pointless if you have already picked up toys and things like that. But if not, you might be able to pick them up on a challenge tune. So jumping around and doing trivia questions is good. And I get to the point where I kind of look at the answer to work out what the question is. I do this every year. You know, because, you know, you're like looking at something and you see Murgles and you know it's going to be what an undead Murloc's called. You know, yeah. So it's one of those things. So you kind of like, I do it in a reverse way a lot of the time.
Oh, I've got a way different strategy. I just pick it? Two. Just two. It's almost always two. So... I don't even read the question. I just don't go even two. Read the answers. Two. I just hit two until it pops up and goes, okay, here's your XP.
I love reading the questions because some of them you kind of go, oh, yeah, I remember that. I know that. And then some questions, I got one question last night that I had to really think about because I was like, oh, I don't, oh, what was it? Execute would know. I'm sure I asked him what it was. It was... something about, I think it was Greymane's wife. I'm not a fan of Greymane. Oh, never have
who's
been.
Greymane?
He's, yeah. I was just like, Greymane. It was one of those things. It's like, well, what's the name of his wife? And I'm like, how the hell? I don't know. I read through the story. Mia. I know. It's Mia. It's just... but it was one of those that you kind of like, oh, I don't know. I don't pay attention to him and his storyline and things like that. So that was a little interesting. Yeah.
So then pick two. Just number two.
No, she was actually four. She was number four. But yeah, so I've been able to do that on quite a few normal tunes as well as some of the challenge tunes, which has been fun. But I did pick up playing my Iron that I'd made like ages ago. She's a Night Elf Hunter, and I've been leveling her the last couple of weeks. So at the beginning of the week, this week, I was 27. And I was going really good. I got to 37. And, you know, I'm over in Pandaria. And I'm like, okay, we'll go and test some chests and some treasures and things like that. And I'm flying around and I'm seeing, you know, what's available. Because, like you said, like, chromie time's there. And trying to work out, what do I want to do? It's, I think I said this last week. It was like, I've walked into WoW and gone... I'm a kid in a candy shop. Like, where do I look? Which way do I want to go? What do I want to do? There is so many options. What am I going to do with taking this challenge tune? Like, do I want to go over and get, you know, like the Jersey caramels? Do I want to come over here and get the little Jaffa chocolates? Do I want to come over here and get the peppermint you know, hard candy things, or do I want to go over here and get the toffee?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that for me. And I'm like, well, what do I want to do? Chromie time? Do I want to go normal? Do I want to do, you know, which zone? Where am I going? And it's all a bit, sometimes it's just feel like I log in and I'm like sitting there going, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do.
I want structure.
Yeah. And, you know, I haven't really figured out what kind of path I want to take. You know, what might work for one type of challenge might not necessarily work for another. So I'm kind of trying to test all different things to find what I feel comfortable with. Because again, what feels comfortable for you, what feels comfortable for another challenge player might not be comfortable for me. So, you know, I'm just kind of looking at all the things. And in the end, I thought, well, I'll go over to Pandaria. You know, Pandaria's good. I'm going to go start my little farm. You know, that's always fun. That's good.
Half a level right there, and Roll Club has been fixed.
You know,
they fixed Roll Club. Yay,
that's good. I wasn't even anywhere near Roll Club. But, but okay. Yeah, but, you know, just... like looking around and seeing, well, what do I want to do? You know, checked out some treasures, and then I thought, well, I'll keep going. I was over in Jade Forest doing some questing in Jade Forest. You know, some of the quests are really, again, you kind of like, yay, this is a really good quest. Other quests are like, oh god, Dan, you know, don't like that one. I'm not going to do that. And you can be picky choosy. You know, you can go, I don't like those mobs. This area, this quest is, it's a bit, it's too much. Drop it, you know, go somewhere else. Go to a different town, pick up some other quests. So I'm, you know, I'm just like, and I noticed that someone mentioned in Guild, I won't mention any names, I was on. it wasn't you.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no, it wasn't you. But, you know, one of the things was mentioned, well, how much, you know, what were the treasures, you know, how much was he getting? And I was like, oh, well, I'm flying around, I'm looking, I can't remember. I just got one like 5 minutes, 10 minutes ago. Brain like a sieve. So, of course, I completely forgot how much I got. And I said, yeah, well, I'll let you know the next time, you know, flying around and checking things out. And I thought, oh, I'll go over to the Cloud Serpents, you know, have a look over here. And there was a shiny. I saw a shiny. And I was like, oh, a shiny. You know, leader in shinies. That's always a good thing, right?
Squirrel.
So, yeah. So I hopped down and...
Dismounted, yeah.
Yeah, just hopped down, you know, gently. It's just like, right, this is good. I'm in a safe spot and I'm just going to make my way over this way. And then a tiger decided to pat. Because I was watching the patting. And I was like, no, this is a good spot. Okay, we're okay. That's fine. And then this tiger decided not to pat the way that he had been patting. He decided to go towards me. And hey, I couldn't get on my mount fast enough.
No. And... by the way, did this story start off with, so I got this new cloak, right?
No, because, you know, that's...
No. That's his gig. Yeah.
That's his gig, exactly. So, no, I just, you know, I hopped down, and by the time that I was like, oh, it's coming this way, hit to get on the mount, and of course, as soon as you're aggro... that was it. Like, it's just the tiger pounced. Not only did the tiger pounce, but I had these lovely little yellow mobs. And it's funny because this is a name that would feel a little bit close to your heart, sir. Is these yellow mobs that were surrounding the trees, they're called tricksters.
My old friend trickster. Yes.
So as soon as the tiger aggroed, not only did he come charging towards me, but he then somehow, and I still don't really know because they're yellow mobs, I hadn't touched the tiger, but the yellow tricksters all aggroed, and they decided to come meet me face to face.
And they throw 14 buffs on you that will not allow you to feign death or shadow meld or anything like that.
Yeah. So within about, I'm going to be generous and say within 5 seconds I was dead. I'm going to be generous because I know it was pretty quick. That, and, you know, in, and the shiny that I was looking at in the cave is still in the cave.
By the way, that dude in the cave is a big trickster.
Yeah.
He's a big trickster.
Yeah. So I was just like, And I did, you know, I didn't go into the fetal position. I have done that on a few tunes in my time. I just kind of sat there and went, huh. Bugger.
So, okay. We're going to chalk this one up to greed. Greed.
Yeah, it was just.
You saw a shiny.
Yeah, I did see a shiny.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Greed.
Yeah, it just was really interesting because, as I said, the tiger, which is red to me, I aggroed. That was fine, but I still don't know how he then got the yellow mobs, which I hadn't even touched, involved. So that's not a good one.
I think everyone learns that the hard way with because you'll get that daily where you go get 14 pairs of shoes from the tricksters, and you touch those shoes and all three or four of them turn red immediately. They buff you, and you're screaming, running for the water, trying to get out of there.
So that wasn't pretty. That wasn't pretty at all. But, you know, it just kind of was like, huh. Okay, and then I think I typed, you know, after probably about 30 seconds of me just kind of staring at the screen, going, oh, okay, well, that was interesting. Right, all right.
Got me a 10, got me a 10 now.
Yeah, okay, all right. It was a matter of just going, all right. I think I went, yep, and I'm dead.
And we're all trying to console you, and you're like, just give me another cup of coffee. That's all I need.
I was like, these things happen. Okay, you know, it is what it is. The story of 2020, it is what it is. So I stripped her down. I think I haven't deleted her yet. I did remove the various things because I can't, I'm not one who can just delete. I send it all to the bank toon, you know, and away we go. So I lost her at 37. Which was like, okay. But I did get my green out. My jade leader, my green man that again I started quite some while ago. I've got her last night. I hit 29 actually, so she's nearly 30. So I did 21 to 29 in the last few days, and I went over at about 27 because I was umming and ahhing. Certain people had said that WOD was very good to do. And I thought, oh, I don't know how well it's going to be at this level. Because I know, you know, last week I had said, it's good to do low level. Well, I'm not low level anymore. And I thought, you know what? Okay, I've already lost one tune this week. If I lose another one, who cares? Let's go give it a go. So I went over and I did the whole intro and got my garrison. So yay, the intro was interesting. There were certainly a few moments that I was like, oh dear Lord, this is a little bit of a worry, but I got through it. I did get through it.
Did you get the dude in the cave?
Yes.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I have to often just park outside the cave and start cleaning all my weapons and hoping none of them accidentally discharge, you know, and so
yeah,
and tag the thing, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, kidding all aside, it's actually, there are level, I don't know, 12s, 15s doing, they're opening up their garrison. In fact, lately it's been, I don't think you can fight, I don't think you could get there by yourself, because there's just, it's been a steady stream of players running through there and opening it up. So it's like, okay, well, I guess I'll have to tag it. Okay.
Yeah.
I hate doing this.
Well, it definitely, it wasn't a quick fight. It was, even with green, like, I think I've got pretty much the all greens on her anyway. It was a bit of a fight. There was a lot of tricks, you know, heel pert and, you know, throwing everything I could at it to make sure that I wasn't, you know, I didn't do something stupid. But I got through it. So, you know, so that was good. Yeah. And set up the garrison.
It's worth it. I opened up my garrison today at level 48 on the priest. It's worth a lot of points, you know, because by the time you do that and then you you go do the little breadcrumb quest that you get initially when you open up the garrison, it adds up quick and boom, you're like, you're up another level. And you're like, well, that's kind of nice. Hey, I'll take it.
Yeah. So that was good. I felt good getting through that. So we'll see. She's nearly, I'm over in Gorgrond, started doing some stuff over there. I think I've only got maybe about a third of a level to go until I hit 30, which I'll get flying, which will be so much better. But I'm just kind of jumping from, you know, from here to there at the moment, just trying to find a decent enough spot that I'm happy with. But yeah. So, you know, we killed one and we did something new and got a garrison on a challenge turn, which I don't think I've ever done that on a challenge turn. So, yay. So I was happy with that.
When you get your flight, you'll have access to all those treasure chests.
Yes. Just be careful of the shinies. Later, yeah. stop being greedy. Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's have a look. Where we got some new stuff to talk about. Where is this one?
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
All right. So yes, one of the things that has happened, we still got Dark Moon Fair. We've still got a few hours left of Dark Moon Fair. So again, if you've started a new challenge tune, you know, that is fantastic. Obviously not for Bloods, but for a new challenge tune, you can pop over there. So one of the things that came to light is you no longer need a skill level of 75 to do the profession quest. So Tiber gave us the heads up, and I think Fair had mentioned it previously. So that was really good. That was awesome. It's like, go over there, and I've got like two in herbing on some tune, and I'm like, yay, I get five more skill points. It's great. So that's a good news thing for us. So yay for Dark Moon Fair and Profession Quests, obviously. Fair had zero mining or one, and she could get it. So yeah, we like that change. We like that change. That's very good for pacifists or for a working man. Yay. Also, just a reminder that we might want to take some gear off before Tuesday, because with the zombie event coming up, you know, just in case if anything changes in between, if you're not logging into your toon by the time Shadowlands hits. I know for me, I won't be logging into any of my high level toons while this is around. I might play around with some low level just to see how they like what happens, but mostly I'll probably be on normals or scouts just to test things out.
At this point we don't know where safe is, you know. Is it in an inn? If you're in an inn, are you okay? If you're out in the middle of nowhere, like you know, Chillwind Camp, you'll be fine there. But we don't know. So,
yeah,
you know, be real cautious.
Mm-hmm. And then again, you probably won't, because if someone goes around and they've got that debuff on them and they go anywhere from what we were looking at in beta, you know, or in PTR, it was, you know, there was corpses, there was stuff found that was in places that you kind of go, hang on, the invasion's not supposed to be here. Oh, okay, somebody's obviously been here, yeah, and turned the guards all into ghouls, right, and zombies.
In fact,
yeah,
there's players who enjoy doing that, mm-hmm, trying to find places they can infect. It's, yeah, it's part of the game. So, yeah, it's, mm-hmm, no, you know, Fur goes, I wonder if the garrison is safe. Well, maybe, since, mm-hmm, it's phased just for you, maybe.
Mm.
It's hard to say.
That's right. It you just don't know. Anyway, I guess we will find out in a few days' time. So, super careful, people. Super.
So remind the audience, why do we take our gear off?
We take our gear off if you're not going to be logging into those toons before Shadowlands hits, just in case by the time Shadowlands hits, if Blizzard has changed something in the way that gear could be, so something that might have been a white item, all of a sudden they've decided, you know what, it's going to be a green.
Yeah,
or like, vice versa.
Like shirts. Remember when shirts were all white?
Oh,
and then,
yes.
Boom,
yes.
They're all green.
Oh, yes.
Like, mm-hmm. You didn't tell us that.
Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah.
What? Yes. So, those kinds of things, it is a good idea to, or at least if you're playing them in the next couple of weeks, just remember when Shadowlands is hitting, jump in, like, strip the toons. I mean, it's better to do it now, because with the invasion, you don't know. You could be log in, go to strip your toon, and what if you know, someone's nearby and infects you, you're dead. Like, you are, yeah, literally don't have,
yeah,
you know, and like 2 seconds maybe to think about it. So
there's no do-overs. So dead,
yes,
is dead.
Dead is dead. Absolutely. So good time in the next couple of days before maintenance. Do it. Like, just strip down your tunes. So, yeah. Also, there was, I don't know if there's many that are, I know there are a couple, I've got a couple of friends that do multi-box, but they don't necessarily, they're not farming, they just play two or three tunes, normal leveling, having fun to see what they can do. But there are, Blizzard has updated their policy and issuing warnings and all of those for people using software and all of that. So if you want to check that, we'll have the link up on if you want to read about it. There is much information. So for those that do multi-box, you might want to consider having a read of that article and check it out, because Blizzard has changed what they're doing. And again, it's mostly to stop, you know, when you see five multi-box,
yeah,
farming druids or shamans, or, you know, they are doing it for the good of the game, as in farming wise. But again, this is stuff that's been around for real long time, and they're changing stuff now. It's like,
and it seems like it's hit raids too, like, you know, Horde will come over to Stormwind, and there will be so many Horde players, and it looks like multi-boxers as well, that nothing, it brings the lag down to Stormwind, down to, you can't do anything. You can barely even chat. It's just so bad. The lag is so bad. So
yeah,
I'm sure that's one of the reasons Blizzard is going after it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a few reasons, but check that out if you want to have a read. But like I said, we'll have the link to the article on the website with this episode for those that would like to check it out later. Okay, one more thing I've got to mention would be starting on the 13th to the 17th, Spreadshirt has got a 15% off everything in the shop. So if you want to check it out, there's the link to that. I may have put up a new design as well. I'm just saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I kind of took one of our old logos and added that. So we've got the new, of course, our current logo, which is, hang on, I've got a point with the right. That one? That's our current logo. But we used to have a previous logo. So I've added that on for a bit of nostalgia. Did I say it right? I always get that word wrong. So yeah, so check it out. There's lots of different things if you want to buy anything, you know, shirts, mugs, you know, there was even face masks. So for those that want, you know, you can get face masks. There's all sorts of things. Aprons, just saying. Aprons are fun. But yeah.
For all you bakers out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Or, you know, or guys doing barbecue or, you know, that kind of stuff. There's all sorts of things. So check it out. Anything that is got is, of course, there is supports WoW Challenges as well. So so thank you for that. All right. As you know, we have got no state of the challenges because there is still the issue with the API from Blizzard, as was mentioned last week by Stone. That will be coming back as soon as Shadowlands hits with, not, hang on, let me get this right, 9.0.2, whichever, anyway, when Shadowlands goes live, the API issues will be fixed and sorted. So there is no state of the challenges at the moment. Hence why we have a nice big banner on the website that says updating and adding tunes.
Yes.
And at the moment.
We know it's frustrating, but we do appreciate everybody's patience. We'll get there.
there is nothing we can do.
Just a bit of downtime.
Yeah, a bit of time. So, you know, do some testing. That's the good thing. Test and see, you know. I mean, obviously there are challenges that need to be able, tunes have to be added at certain levels because of the way that the challenge is. Well, you know what? Sorry, there's nothing that we can do about that. But utilize it as, you know, it's a tune that you're leveling, you're getting experience, you're working out ways with since the squish of how to play. And what you can do for once everything's back up and running, that you can, you know, go forth and level new tunes and all of that fun stuff. So we will see how that goes. Yes, as Nisi says, provided they fix the bug. Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's a given.
Fingers crossed. But yeah, it is all API side, Blizzard wise. So again, there's nothing that we can do about that, guys. We don't control that. We can't control that. So we've just got to sit here waiting patiently, drinking our coffee, you know, drinking our cups of tea, eating the donuts, whatever it is that you like to do.
Mm. Dancing with tricksters,
exactly. Some more than others.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, where is my bumper? Okay, let's do this one.
This just in: it's chit chat.
Alrighty. So, as we always like to start out chit chat section with, here's Azzy's bumper.
It's Azzy's pun.
Always makes me smile.
It does. Love that. It does.
Yes. All right. Well, hit us right. with it. Mm-hmm.
So this is an oldie but goodie from the Assy Pun Vault. Mm-hmm. So, ladies, if your guy doesn't appreciate fruit jokes, you need to let that man go. Okay. Mango.
Mango.
Okay. All right.
That's quite fitting because we are coming into summertime in Australia, and one of the best fruits of summertime is mangoes. Oh, okay. Yes. Love Queensland mangoes. Mwah. Absolutely. The best.
So don't break out into over here. Winter is coming. So you're frozen. So let it go.
Yes, Elsa. Nice. No. Well, I just had another thought. Hang on. Let me write that down because I'll forget by the end of the show. Okay. Yep. Christmas. Yep. Right. Cool. Okay. Right. Cool. I'll forget.
Your turn. Tell us a funny.
Okay. All right. So this one's from Dave. Someone threw a bottle of omega-3 pills at me. Luckily, my injuries were only superficial.
Okay. Something's fishy here.
Look, I think I definitely have to do this one. Hang on.
I was just looking at who's online to see if we just lost a bunch of our viewers.
Probably, but you know what? Oh my goodness, they do put in a good effort, and we do appreciate that. So thank you, Azzy, Dave. It's always nice to have a little smile, a little laugh. My cheeks are hurting because, you know, smiling, laughing. It's all good. So that's fantastic. Okay. Did you add this one in? Because I know I didn't.
I did. Well, you know, speaking of summer, coming to the land of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I saw this on Twitter. An Australian ventriloquist throws his voice, but it keeps coming back. Okay.
Uh-huh.
See, okay, never mind. If you have to explain it, then you never mind.
You might have to explain. I'm just like a bit lost on that one. Explain it to me later, okay? Okay.
Boomerangs.
Is it the song?
Yes, people.
Are you thinking of this? Is there a song with a boomerang in it?
No. Okay. No. Drop bears and boomerangs. That's what you guys are. Okay.
Drop bears. Yeah. I do love my drop bears. Yeah.
Koalas, drop bears, and boomerangs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Right. Yes. Alrighty. Anyway, I think we're done. I think we're done. Okay.
You've got a clapping sound bite. You need a boo. Sound. You've got to get off the stage, kind of.
Do I have that one? Hang on. I've got this one. Here you go. This one.
You're better than this.
It's from Jang.
Yeah, or the play the stone one. Sorry.
Oh yes, absolutely. All right, let's wrap things up anyway. Can you take the Iron Elite for me, please?
Sure. Okay. First of all, we want to thank everybody who contributes to the community one way or another, you know, through either helping with answering questions or helping people getting started in the guilds and things like that, but especially to the Iron Elite, which is a way that folks can contribute monetarily to the challenges so that we can pay for server time, stuff like that. And so we really thank you. And so to show our appreciation, we're just going to rattle your names off. And I will butcher most of your names because you guys don't know how to name yourselves with something, you know, that's readable. So, okay.
and it's our God-given right as whoever's reading it to butcher your name. So apologies, but you know, yes, you get that. Yes. But we love you guys, so thank you.
Yeah. So we do love you. So here we go. Aleandras, Assy, Aveling Wynn, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing, Dave DeHunter, Daenerys, Execute, Fur, Frasley Sparkspan, Gatson, Iron Man Path, Chris, who was supposed to be on the show tonight. Here's a new one. Laren Mar. Sorry. Mm-hmm. That'll teach you to put
Welcome.
Too many E-N's, R-E's.
La. We just call him La. Yeah. Hey, La.
Yeah. I like that. Lar.
La, yeah.
And of course, Lita, Niecy's favorite, Mr. Bright01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Miss Miggy, Mrs. Charming, Never Died, Niecy, Return of the Mac, or let's see, Return of the, that's close enough. Rogue Slayer, Rude, Sassy Bell, myself, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, AKA Tiber, Winema, Zaya, Zorts.
Excellent. Yes, I know. It's quite a list. So, again, thank you. Thank you. Welcome, La. Thank you. You're an Iron Elite. Thank you very much for supporting the show to all of you. Once again, it is greatly appreciated. Thank you, guys. From the bottom of our hearts here at the Challenges, we do appreciate it. Okay, now from... Hang on. Words are hard. From Stone, Stir, and myself, we would like to thank all our wonderful mods for all the amazing help and all the things that they do. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Niecy, and Zaya, thank you guys. Greatly appreciated. I don't think you truly understand from our point of view, hey, Stir, what... you guys do for us. We truly appreciate it. Yes. So thank you.
Hi. Let's us sleep in later. Or stay up later.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you guys. To Elke, our Queen of the Code, thank you to you and to our chat viewers here, everyone who stuck around for the show. Thank you to our listeners listening to the podcast. Thank you and welcome to anyone new. Thank you for hanging out and listening. All right. So for me, I will be back here next week, which will be Saturday, November 14th, 7 p.m. Eastern time, which is I get a sleep in because it's 10 a.m. later time. Whoop, whoop. Wow. So, yeah, I know. It's a bit weird because I'm like looking at the time and I'm like, my first thing is when I look at like my time and I go, holy hell, we've been doing the show for a really long... No, that's right. We only started the show. It's like, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. So,
it's almost lunchtime.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. Niecy, you are on partial my time. Absolutely. Welcome. You can be honorary Aussie Niecy. Anyway, we'll come up with a name. That's okay. We'll find you a little tag. But Stir, thank you for chilling with me and having a chat and being here with me this week. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's always great to catch up. It's always fun. I always finish talking with you and I've like got sore cheeks from laughing and smiling. It's great. I love it.
Back at you.
Niecy goodness dingo. Oh my god, that has to be your next two name, Niecy. That is awesome. Should be shaman. Yes, needs to be druid. She needs to be a druid. That would be good. And Siri decides for some reason saying that Siri shush up anyway. Okay. Siri really likes some words that I say. It's very weird. Anyway, Stir, can you please tell everyone where they can find you? Or not find you if you don't want anyone to find you. Whatever.
Well, Discord in the Wild Challenges, of course, you can find me. I'm usually at the top of the list over there, keeping an eye on everybody, you know, hey, and or, you know, hop on to Warm Rest Accord and just do a search of Wild Challenges, and you'll see who the guildies are. And if you see one that's got the word Stir somewhere in it, that's me. And say hi. Ask for an invite.
Absolutely. So thank you for that. And don't forget, you can find all the information over at the wildchallenges.com website. We have got also information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels is all there. And if you want to get the episodes, because all the episodes are all back up, it's all very exciting. The podcast is all there. So yay, everything is working as intended. Yay! Which means Lita has to edit after the show. Yay! Editing is always fun, guys. It really is. Anyway, you can listen to us over on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio. All those fun things. So check it out. If you would like to contact the show, also don't forget you can send me an email at podcast@wildchallenges.com or get in contact with the mods, like you can get me on Discord, all of that kind of thing. If you can't get me, send a message to the mods and they can get in contact as well. So I'm around. It's just don't forget, I work, I have a lot of other things, you know, so I'm not always right there, but if you need to get to me or ask me a question or whichever, I will get back to you as soon as I am able to. But sometimes it's time zones make things a little tricky, as we know, don't we, Star? Time zones.
Yes, we do.
So much fun. So yeah. So just bear with me. If it takes a while for me to answer, it's probably because I'm either asleep or I'm at work. So yeah.
True.
All right. Other than that, you can also find me over on Twitter at Lita Wow, which is LETAWOW. As soon as Blizzard gets the damn Twitter function for screenshots working again, because it's really annoying to have to go into your screenshot folder and, you know, copy it over to my other folder and then paste it, and I like doing it in game where you just go do tweet. It's, you know, it's fun. This you know, the old school, I'm not so much a fan of. So, you know,
we need to throw in a U.S. presidential election on top of all that for you. you were just... let's talk stress.
No, thanks. Actually, leave me with all... I think I've got enough on my plate. I was saying to execute this morning, I think there's like 216 days until the wedding. Like... oh my god, like, what? Yeah, so between that, working, and Christmas is coming, like, oh my god, there's so much. Yes.
Yeah. You know, the cool thing about you and Execute getting married is you're so easy to shop for. Everybody, you know, other weddings, you're like, I have no clue what to get them. For you, it's just Blizzard time. You know, we just buy Blizzard time and say, hey.
Yeah, congrats. Well, that's true. Yeah. Thank you. That does make it so easy. Mind you, there is a really cute pair of red Merlock slippers in the Blizzard store. Just saying that, you know, I'm sure both myself and my future husband, we could be rocking a pair of red Merlock slippers.
Wow. You know, just
yeah, why not? You know,
that's going over the edge, isn't it? Merlock slippers.
They're so cute. They're so cute.
Show title, Merlock slippers.
Well, I must admit, one of my most favorite, sidetracking, squirrel link, shiny, one of my most favorite Murlocs from the Blizzard store is my little, here's my little Murloc that sits right next to me. That's my favorite one. Of course, you know, it's the ghoulie McGurgle. So he sits right there and he watches all the things. He's actually resting under Sylvanas, and they like to keep an eye on all of the things. So they are quite there. Yeah. Anyway.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, would you like me to thank the intro and outro people?
Yeah, go for it. Absolutely. Because I don't know what I'm doing. Go for it.
Okay. Focus. Okay. So we do want to thank the intro and outro musicians who have provided us with those catchy tunes at both the beginning and end of the podcast. Mm-hmm. First goes to Mr. Bright01, and he did the intro, and you can find him on Discord as Mr. Bright01. And we thank him profusely for helping mm-hmm. us out with that. And it was fun listening to different pieces of it when he first was starting out. It's like, this is going to be good.
So, yeah.
Hey, we tip our hat to you.
We do.
And the other thank you goes to Epic Insanity for the outro, which, by the way, you're going to hear in just a couple of minutes. So, mm-hmm. And you can find him on @EpicInsanity on Twitter, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I was going through some photos the other day, and one of the things that I absolutely loved about coming over to BlizzCon in 2018 was not only did I get to hang out with, you know, Stone and Carrie, like, yeah, that's a given. I got to have a Halloween, but I got to meet up with Epic and give him a hug and hang with him on quite a few times, which was amazing. And he has been a wonderful friend of not only the show, but to me and Stone. And we appreciate that. And to Russ. Thank you, Russ. He's probably not listening, but Nisi, tell him, thank you, Russ. Because
yes. He
is, again, awesome. He knows why. Thanks, Russ. All right. Well, I think that's it. That's the show. We've done it. It's done. Wow. We're going to play the outro. Throats are going all croaky, so we know it's time for Lita to stop talking. But again, Stir, thank you so much for being here with me today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Do appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for the invite.
And good luck with going into Shadowlands and the invasion.
You too.
All of that. It's so exciting. So exciting. I'm so excited. So, yeah, we will see how things go.
Well, we'll see you online.
We will. Yeah. That's right. We'll
see you in the guild.
Yeah. Yes. I've got a green man to level. Damn it. Yes. So, anyway, to everyone, thank you guys for hanging out with us. We appreciate that. And don't forget, please, stay safe both in and out of game, and take care of yourself and those that you love. And we will catch you again next week.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It was fun. See you guys.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast, produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.